Nice to have you along in Connecting Faith here, 47 past the hour, and welcome to this first Monday in June, it is, isn't it, Aaron? Yeah, so I'm gone last week. I don't really know what time or day it is, but anyway, we know that it's time for Lisa Marone. She visits with us every other Monday for a little Monday health moment. In fact, she blogs lisamarone.com. You can sign up for your own health moment, read it regularly, and get some encouragement. Well, June is Men's Health Month, and so we're going to talk about men's health today with Lisa. Good to have you back, Lisa. Welcome.
Hey, Neil. It's great to be back. I hope you enjoyed your time off.
It was great, but I guess, you know, I can't just sort of take time off from good health, and that's what we're going to talk about today, right? What do guys need to know about good health?
You know, after treating patients for about the past 28 years, I've come to find out something about men when I evaluate them. One of the questions that I ask, regardless of why they're coming for physical therapy, is, tell me when your last trip to the doctor was for a physical. And there's usually crickets in the room, and then they try to remember, and sometimes they say, maybe 3 years ago, I'm not quite sure. And I ask about certain doctor visits, and they've not had tests or scheduled tests that they should have had done. And so I just really feel June being National Men's Health Month, there is a reason for that. And I just wanted to kind of give that little extra push for the men out there to get themselves to their doctors for their regular visits.
Well, let's talk about it. Some important annual medical visits. I know you break it down by age, so let's do that. If we're under 50, what do we need to be thinking about?
Yeah, if you're a man and you're under 50 years old, you have an easier time with your doctor's visits. There's really only three major things. If you're a generally healthy person, that you do need to do. You need to go to your general physician's office, your primary care physician, and you need to have an annual exam. Even if you're healthy, you need to get an annual exam, and they're going to look at your blood pressure, your heart rate, your body weight. They need to do a full blood work panel. Our blood is really like our body's chemistry, and we want to have especially an A1C test done, and that's going to tell us how we're metabolizing our blood sugar. And most doctors' offices, their general doctors, are running an EKG, that's an electrocardiogram, taking a look at your heart, because anything that's kind of starting to get out of whack, it's earlier the better that we find those things out. So even if you feel well, that's one of the first things under 50.
And I know you've written a lot about, you know, blood sugar and insulin, and so that A1C test is pretty important, isn't it?
It is, and why I mention it specifically is because I would say about 50% of your general doctors are doing that as a regular habit, you know, a regular part of their blood work, and the others might need a little bit of questioning, just, hey, could I have this done? Because it's really a much more accurate way to look at blood sugar metabolism than the fasting glucose test, which is what the American Medical Association has recommended. So that's the first thing. The second thing, Neil, we need to get to the dentist for general checkups and cleanings. Some people's insurance plans cover that twice a year, so that's even better if you get there every 6 months. But at least annually, and Neil, this is what's so fascinating, is that if you have inflammation in your gums, and that might be light inflammation like gingivitis where you bleed a little bit while you're brushing your teeth, or if you have periodontitis, which is a little bit more severe where you're having some pockets of inflammation and bacterial growth, both of those things actually are related to an increased risk of cardiovascular disease and stroke. Because inflammation in the gum line and all that bacteria, the gums are very vascular, and so that bacteria gets into the body, and it lands itself in the heart, and also the inflammation process. Cardiovascular disease is becoming a real, the spotlight is on inflammation with that, and so if we keep good, healthy gums, we actually protect ourselves from cardiovascular disease.
All right, so we go to the doctor for the regular checkup, we go to the dentist. You also have one more listed.
Yeah, you know, it's really important that we go get our eyes examined. That could be from an ophthalmologist. It could be an optometrist, depending upon how your insurance company works. But we do want to see that our vision is good, because especially as we get, you know, 40 years and on, we're going to start to lose some of our reading vision. But we always want to be on the lookout for glaucoma, for macular degeneration, for cataract growth, again, the earlier we find these things, the better off we are in terms of treating them and protecting our vision. So under 50, those are the three things that I would recommend.
Well, so over 50, I know you recommend those three, but there's a few more specifically, right?
Yeah, so over 50, you know, I just turned 50 this January, so you can chalk up a couple of extra doctor visits for the year. You need to celebrate your 50th birthday with scheduling a visit to get a colonoscopy. People do not like to hear that. That just makes them all squeamish, but I tell people, listen, I know people who have put this off for decades and have been diagnosed later with colon cancer, which is very advanced. Colon cancer usually gets diagnosed at its advanced stages. When you now have to remove a large part of your intestines, you're wearing a colostomy bag outside your body. So if you're squeamish about getting a colonoscopy, think about what could be the end result. So just get that done. It's just you get it done once when you're 50, and usually if you're clear, you don't have to go for another 5 or 10 years. So get that done. That's your birthday gift to yourself.
And at least my doctors now, they're done with the anesthesia. You don't really even, I mean, it's not even an issue, really.
Yes, it's really quick. You know, it's the prep time before that people don't like.
Yeah.
It takes a day out of your life.
Yeah, well, it's one day.
Get a good book.
Sure. All right. Other things, over 50.
Yeah, over 50 men. We really want you to visit your urologist, and there's two reasons for that. The first reason is that as you get older, you can begin to lose the levels of testosterone in your body. You can start to drop in that category. And what you're going to notice if you're dropping in your testosterone is you're going to have some muscle weakness that you might say, it's just age-related. You're going to lose some mental focus. You might also say, well, that's just age-related. Hair loss. Some agitated mood swings, maybe some depression. And you might just chalk that up to age. And, yeah, it kind of is because of age, because as you're getting older, you may start to lower your testosterone levels. So go into the urologist, have that checked. It's an easy fix. You get a gel cream with some testosterone. You rub it on your shoulders in the morning time. So if you want to get a clearer mind, you want to stop your hair loss and have your muscles as strong as they were when you were younger, that's an important thing. And then the second thing, Neil, at the urologist, is we really need to make sure that our men's prostates are healthy. And prostate cancer is something that, again, if it is identified early, it's super treatable, wonderful results with that. And interestingly, you don't know that you have a prostate issue until it's pretty advanced. So it doesn't begin to show signs in you. So it is really good that even though you're feeling perfect and you think everything is well, that you do have that visit to your urologist after 50.
You know, both these, whether it's a colonoscopy or, you know, a prostate exam, I mean, all these things, early detection really is a lifesaver. So we just can't emphasize that enough. You mentioned a couple of others, too, for those 50 men, 50 and above, a couple things to get checked.
Yeah, men 50 and above, we need to be at the cardiologist. It's really important that a cardiologist looks at your heart, and they're going to look at your heart in some different ways. They're going to look at plaquing. Many of them will run sonograms of your carotid arteries in your neck. They might run sonograms of the arteries in your brain. They're looking for plaquing. If you can get on a little bit of statins and you have plaquing, that plaque will reduce and you can really prevent yourself from getting heart attack or stroke. And so, again, after about 50, you know, we're being putting on some weight. Sometimes we're more sedentary in our jobs. And it's really critical that at this time in our lives that we start to take a better look at your heart. So your general physician will run an EKG, but there's going to be other things after 50 that you want a cardiologist to take a look at. And just a baseline. You can go for a baseline. They can say, you're beautiful. Don't come back for 10 years. Or a few years ago, one of my readers contacted me after I ran this Monday morning health tip in June a number of years ago, and she said, hey, I just need to tell you, that this week you saved my husband's life. I bugged him to go to the doctor. He went to his cardiologist. They found a blockage in his heart. They scheduled emergency surgery for him. He had a stent put in, and you saved his life. And so I just want to tell you out there, men and women who love your men, just get them out to the doctor because it's so critical. These time-sensitive issues are really important to take a look at.
Got a minute for one more to touch on as well.
Yeah, the last thing is just get yourself to a dermatologist. men and women, after 50 years old, you've been 5 decades in the sun. There are areas in your body that you can't see well. You probably are not taking a mirror looking at the back of your legs or your back. And so it's really important that a dermatologist takes a quick look at you and make sure, declares that you are cancer-free. There's no precancerous growths that need to be removed. Because melanoma is one of the most aggressive and dangerous cancers. So that's my last little advice for men during this month of June.
And maybe just, is there one exercise basic, I guess, besides doing something, just being active?
You know, exercise has been shown in every study to improve everything, from colon cancer to dementia to cardiovascular disease to cancer. So just get moving. It's so important. I'm not just saying that because I'm a physical therapist. Every scientific study that comes out, the people who are moving are going to be healthier overall, and you want to age well and live long so we can serve Jesus with great strength.
We're talking, Lisa Marone's passion is to help us get healthy for heaven's sake, because there's work to do in God's kingdom. She's given us some great advice, physical therapist, speaker, author, and you can find out more on her website, lisamarone.com, and she's a regular guest here on Connecting Faith every other Monday. You can get the Monday Health Minute from Lisa. Sign up for that today on our website, lisamarone.com. Lisa, blessings to you. Thanks for the good encouragement today.
Thanks, Neil.
You're listening to Connecting Faith. If you missed part of today's conversation, our earlier visit with James Emery White, or want to just review what Lisa had to say just these past few moments, you know, we post those interviews on our Connecting Faith show page. You can go to myfaithradio.com to find out more. That's myfaithradio.com, and then click on Connecting Faith. Thanks for listening to this Connecting Faith podcast. These conversations are available because of listener support, and you can make a gift right now at myfaithradio.com. To avoid missing future editions of Connecting Faith, you can subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player. And thanks for sharing this audio link with a friend and growing the awareness and impact of Connecting Faith.